A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Salmon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been looking at the things we need to do in order to pursue our destiny, what you need for pursuit of destiny. We have considered a very strong root. A very strong root is germane, necessary to the pursuit of destiny. And this morning, I'd like us to take for our meditation the word of God in the book of Genesis, chapter number 27, and in verse number 40. The word of God says, "And by your sword thou shalt live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off your neck." The Message translation says, "You will live by your sword and to mouth, and you will serve your brother. But when you can't take it anymore, you will break loose and run free." There is the need for you to run free, but that will happen when you can't take it anymore. And so our topic of consideration and prayer is break the shell. The number two thing you need in the pursuit of your destiny is to break the shell. To pursue your purpose, never accept the limit that life intends to impose on your destiny. Life desires to impose limits on us. Life is interested in imposing limits on people, in imposing barriers on destiny. Life just wants you limited. Life is okay if you just go this far and not no further. Life is happy that you are not doing anything extraordinary. You are not achieving or arriving anywhere extraordinary. Life is interested in you ending up a mediocre. But it is your responsibility to say no, to reject the limit, the mediocrity, and the barrier that life intends to impose on your destiny. You have the responsibility to break every limit on your destiny. And this exactly was what Isaac told his son Esau in the passage that we just read. The background story to our passage of consideration is the fact that Isaac had instructed Esau to go prepare him a venison so that he can eat and put the blessing on him before he died. Now, Rebekah had heard and told Jacob whom she preferred to take the venison she had prepared on his behalf to his father. Jacob took the venison to his father. His father ate and put the blessing upon him. Esau came back and said, "Father, here is the venison." The father said, "Who brought venison to me? I have eaten and I have blessed." Esau lifted up his voice and cried, requesting that his father should bless him, even if it is just one blessing. And look at what the father said in blessing him. He said, "You will live by your sword, you will live hand to mouth, and you will serve your brother. But when you can't take it anymore, you will break loose and run free." And that is exactly what we are talking about. When you can't take it anymore, when you can't accept any longer the limit that life has imposed on you, when you no longer are comfortable with the limit of your background, when you are no longer comfortable with the limit of your father's house or your mother's house, then the word of God says you will break free, you will run loose when you can't take it anymore. I discovered that it is only what a man cannot take anymore that he breaks free from. As long as a man is okay with the status quo remains. Nothing about a man will ever change until he becomes dissatisfied with his present situation. You must be dissatisfied with the status quo. And that exactly was Isaac was telling Jacob here. When you can't take it anymore, when you become restless, when you come to dominion, it is important for you to pursue your destiny, to challenge the status quo in your life, to challenge the status quo in your family. It is extremely important for you to make progress. For the man who will pursue his purpose in life, challenge the status quo. Say no to the limits that life has imposed on you. Say no to the limits that your background has imposed upon you. Run free, break loose, and run free. That's what the scripture says. When you can't take it anymore, you will break loose, you will run free. It is time for you to break loose and to run free. So it is your responsibility to break that yoke from off your neck. Don't take it anymore. Enough is enough. Be prepared to break loose and to run free from every limit of your background, every limit of your father or your mother's house. That is your responsibility, and that is the number two thing that the man needs who is pursuing or who will pursue his purpose in life. Number three, decision. Decision is the third key, the third vital importance of a man of pursuit. A man of pursuit must be very decisive. Take a decision to make it, a decision to pursue your purpose, a decision to go for that purpose. Decision. Decision determines destiny. It is important. Be decisive with your life. You don't need any extraordinary circumstance to get what you want in life. What you need is what you already have. In Luke chapter 15 and in verse number 17, the prodigal son took a decision to go back home. That was all that he needed. Don't forget, this young man had spent all that he had on riotous living, and he was now in want. He was now in need. He was now stranded. The Bible says, when he now came to himself in his troubled time, in his challenge, he said, "How many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger?" Then he took a vital decision. He said in verse 18, "I will arise and go to my father." That decision to go back home brought about a turnaround to the life of this prodigal son. He took a decision. His destiny would have completely gone into ruins and oblivion if he had not taken that decision. He decided to go back home. Dear listener, there is also a decision waiting for you to be made. There is a decision you need to take for you to pursue your purpose and destiny, for you to arrive at the place that God has destined for you. Take that decision now. You know that decision. The decision to break free, the decision to break loose. Take that decision, the decision to separate yourself from any friend that is a distraction. Take that decision, the decision to pay that money for that program. Take that decision, the decision to enroll for that course, for that program. Take that decision. Don't be indecisive in life. The prodigal son took a decision when he was down to nothing. Don't wait till you are down to nothing. And even if you are down to nothing, take a decision to make adjustment and to experience a transformation in your life and in your destiny. What am I saying? A man of pursuit is a man who takes decision, takes responsibility for the decisions of his life. Take that decision now. There is no man of pursuit who is not a decision taker. Don't wait for others to decide for you on vital issues of your life and of your destiny. Take decision for your life. Take decision for your tomorrow. Take decision. Be decisive. It is very important. A man of pursuit is a man who takes decision for his life and for his destiny. Do not forget, I have a strong foundation and a very deep root in God. Secondly, break the shell. Break it. It is your responsibility. Become restless. Refuse to take it anymore. Reject the status quo. Break the limit. And number three, be decisive. Take decision. And don't forget, you do not need extraordinary circumstances to get what you want. What you need is what you have. Take that decision, and the Lord will see you through. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers this morning and pray. I break myself free from the limit of my past, from the limit of my background. I break myself free from the limit of my father's house, from the limit of my mother's house. Lift your voice and begin to break free. Ekiado she valimantia gaya. E pa kalo sofetiaba. Malo seseke telebeyuda. E pra no gozuvra lesente. I break myself free free from the limit of my past. I break myself free from the limit of my background. I break myself free from the limit of my father's and mother's house. In the name of Jesus, I break free from every evil old and from every limiting force over my life and my destiny. In Jesus' precious name. What is it that you can no longer take? Lift your voice and pray. As you mention that thing, you are going to pray, I break loose and I run free from this attitude, from this habit, from this limitation, from this thing. Mention it. I break loose and I run free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I break free. I run free. I break loose and I run free. E ketushka veniango shete kembronoja. Le kante kra yolo goshuka pranege derushka. He paranasonto. Balose keteliagaya. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift your voice and pray. I receive the courage to be decisive, to take decisions, necessary decisions for my destiny. I take courage to take decision in the name of Jesus. I will not abdicate my destiny for others. Others will not decide my destiny for me. I receive the courage to take decisions, and my decisions will profit and prosper me in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I receive for you that grace to break yourself free, to break loose and run free from every hold of the past, from every limitation of your father, your mother's house, from the limitations of your past and of your background. I pray that the grace of God to break loose, to run free, is released to you now in the name of Jesus. Courage to take decisions for your life is released to you. Take that courage now, and every decision you take about your life, your destiny shall be prosperous. Your decisions shall prosper you. Your decisions shall profit you, and God's name will be glorified. Today, I stand in my office as a prophet of God, and I command that over your life and destiny, every limitation, every limiting force be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Courage to take that decision is injected to you now. Take that decision and prosper with the decision. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Be a blessing to someone. Forward this message and share this link with that person. And the Lord bless you as you do. Be a blessing to this program also by praying and by giving. Support Daily Impact with Grace Man. And the Lord bless you as you do. For your question, your comment, your counseling need, or testimonies, get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.